State lawmakers are pausing legal efforts to gain control of federal lands in Utah. They're pushing for a political solution instead. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Supporters of Utah's lands transfer efforts are eager to work with the Trump administration. State lawmakers have already committed more than $5 million to suing the federal government for control of tens of millions of acres within state boundaries. But that litigation would be put on hold with Representative Kevin Stratton's non-binding resolution.
So this is a call to all hands on deck.
Stratton is an Orem Republican who says Washington seems more open to the idea that the state is best equipped to ensure the land's good health. He's changed the title of House Concurrent Resolution 1 from Public Lands Litigation. Now it's, quote, to secure the perpetual health and vitality of Utah's public lands and its status as a premier public land state, end quote. Stratton said after Friday's hearing that people have always misinterpreted the true intent behind the lands transfer idea.
The narrative has been that the state of Utah wants to have the lands returned to their control so that they would be sold to the highest bidder. That is fear-based and inaccurate.
The measure passed out of committee with a vote of 9-1 in the backing of the conservative Sutherland Institute. It heads next to the House floor. But Democrats are already criticizing this and other Republican lands bills for colonialism because they try to dictate policies on lands beyond the state's jurisdiction. Judy Faze, KUER News.